is Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 9th of June. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. Once again, 11 weeks in now. Are we 11 weeks or 12 weeks? I've lost count. Anyway, quite a long way into the lockdown, and I'm still on my own in the studio. But I'm joined, hopefully, by all of you out there in the southeast of England in the world of small business, micro business, and self-employment. Thank you for joining me. It's a pleasure to have your company for the next 2 hours. We've got two fantastic guests we're going to talk to. We're going to catch up with the ranting Jules Serkin again later on in the show. But I want to hear from you, as always, and you can get in touch with me. And the best way to do that while we're the way we are is to tweet me. If you tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker, then we can have a conversation. Coming up shortly, in about 10 or 15 minutes, we're going to talk to our first guest, who's Andrew Urquhart from Colin Batt Removals. So if you've got any questions you want to ask about removals, pianos, they specialise in piano removal as well, storage of any equipment, or business documentation or business document shredding, do tweet your questions in, and we'll ask them while they're live on air. Or you can tweet them directly at Batt Removals, B-A-T-T, Batt Removals. So do tweet your questions in. But we've had quite a few tweets already, and I'm going to read a couple of them. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors over there in Medway. A hearty hello to you, Vanilla Web. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out today, please. Your friendly Michael Park Surveyors team. And Michael Parks are surveyors and commercial property consultants covering the southeast of England, as I say, based over there in Medway. Lovely, lovely folks. Great team of people. Give them a follow on the Twitter. MPSL is their Twitter handle. MPSL, Michael Park Surveyors Limited. In Medway. And what else have we had? We have had Neville Gaunt has tweeted. He said, can't listen. Right in the middle of doing a webinar in Pakistan. It's on entrepreneurship, and he says entrepreneurship is alive and kicking in Pakistan, and they're talking about three golden keys for jumpstarting success. So, well, enjoy that, Neville, and I'm sure you'll catch up with the show later. We've also had a tweet from Chips and Dinks, lovely folks that repair all kinds of things. There you go. I think my mic's a bit loud, so let's see if I can do something about that. Okay. What else have we had? Jules is on one about pet insurance. Maybe that's something we'll cover on a later show. Diamond Circle Weddings, Business Bunker, Tuesday Night Devotion, hello Vanilla Web, hope, and Jules Serkin, hope you're both well. This month we're taking part in the ZC Social Media 30-Day Social Media Challenge. We're only 9 days in, but can highly recommend the challenge. And the next one starts on the 1st of July. Yeah, Zoe Cairns and the team at ZC Social Media, absolutely brilliant on social media and all things digital. And their social media challenge is a brilliant way of getting your business engaged more. So now, thank you for that, Diamond Circle Weddings. Okay. I want to let you know about something that's happening later this month. In fact, it's happening on Friday, the 26th of June. And businesses are invited to join a webinar and help shape Kent's road to renewal. Business owners and managers across the county are invited to take part in a free webinar arranged by the Kent Business Summit team. That's a team that stage an annual event at the University of Kent Business School. And the Kent Business Summit team have arranged this webinar for Friday the 26th of June from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And they've got keynote speakers, which include the leader of Kent County Council, Councillor Roger Gough, and also Bank of England local agent Phil Eckersley, Professor Marianne Garcia, who's the Dean of Kent Business School at the University of Kent, said the information sharing and networking that goes on at each Kent Business Summit is valuable to all of us in different ways. It seems important to extend the collaboration and peer-to-peer support that takes place at each summit and bring it online to businesses during this extraordinary time. The leader of Kent County Council, Roger Gough, also said COVID-19 is both a health emergency and an economic one. It's vital we support Kent and Medway businesses of all sizes as our local economy begins to recover and revive. The Kent Business Summit webinar will provide the opportunity to discuss and shape how best we can provide the most effective support to keep Kent open for business and to invest for the future. During the one-hour online event, participants will hear the latest economic forecast from the Bank of England, as well as an overview of the Council's draft roadmap to renewal as we begin to move out of lockdown. This includes plans to support business, accelerate business growth, and to invest in the future. You can submit questions to the speakers in advance by emailing kbsbusiness@kent.ac.uk. That's send your emails to kbsbusiness@kent.ac.uk. You can also do send your questions during the live meeting via the chat function or online via Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook using the hashtag Kent Business Summit. This is the first in a series of webinars to support the business community. All the details on how to register for that can be found on the Kent Business Radio website. If you go to the blog tab, it's the first blog there. It's called Renewal. So it's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/renewal. And you can find all the details for signing up for that webinar. So please do get involved and help us plan our way forward and out of the economic mire that we are in due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some other things that are happening. The FSB have a Canterbury virtual networking event on Wednesday the 17th of June, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Meet other businesses in the CT postcode area and expand your network at our next virtual FSB Connect event. Our guest speaker is Mike from Pod Digital, and they're a digital marketing consultancy. And his talk is entitled Change Landscape, Let's Adapt for a Brighter Future. And you can book your place on that virtual seminar, virtual networking, by going to www.fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Canterbury. Let me give you that again. It's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Canterbury. Do check that out. Tomorrow, Wednesday the 10th of June, there is the Six Keys to Modern Marketing Strategy Live. Again, this is an online event. You'll be given the six-part strategy that thousands of successful companies have used to get better quality leads, higher conversion, and happier customers that spend more money. Modernizing your marketing can feel like a scary, bottomless, and daunting task, but with the right plan and foundations, it can be a simple and straightforward process. We'll show you how to use these key pillars with insights from neuroscience, award-winning marketing automation, and campaigns that have already worked. You'll leave with a strategy that you can implement immediately. The trainer for this session is Kenda McDonald from Automation Ninjas. And Kenda helps businesses understand behavior for super effective marketing. She simplifies overcomplicated processes for intelligent automated marketing. And she has a deep background in forensic psychology. You can join that on Wednesday the 10th of June, 11 a.m. To book your place, reserve your place on it, go to Bite Size Online, bitesizeonline.co.uk. Okay, let's see what else we got on the Twitter. We got the lovely Kim Stevens from Caring Kent. She says, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for all the frontline key workers. Thank you to our Caring Kent team for their exceptional role in caring for the vulnerable despite all the current risks. The love and care the team show continue to leave me awestruck. Agree with you 100%, Kim. There are some fantastic folks doing some fantastic things, looking after us all, keeping us all safe and keeping us all well. It's a shame that not everybody recognises, unfortunately, what a lot of our key workers are doing to keep us safe. But agree wholeheartedly with Kim and her Care in Kent team. And thank you for all you do. There's a lot of conversation going on. But I had a tweet from a new listener. These are called Accounts Friend. Accounts Friend, give them a follow on Twitter, and they say, "Hi Business Bunker, how are you? For anyone who's looking for quality accounting, bookkeeping and advisory service, we've helped many businesses become more profitable and cash efficient. Give them a check out, have a look. Accounts Friend is their Twitter handle, and their website is accountsassistance.co.uk, and that's accounts assistance, both plurals with an S, accountsassistance.co.uk. Check them out. Do you know what? I think it's time for some tunage. What do you reckon? The wonderful Mr. Eddie Grant there with Electric Avenue. I'm now hopefully joined on the phone by Andrew Urquhart of Colin Bat Removals. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Paul. Hi, thank you for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure, my friend. It's really good to hear your voice. We've met quite a few times over the last year or so, a couple of years or so, mostly involving me presenting with you awards. because you guys are very popular and you win lots of, especially customer service awards, which for me is always the biggest indicator of how good a business is. It's lovely to talk to you again. Why don't you give the listener a quick overview of what it is that Colin Bat Removals actually do?
Okay, thank you. So what do? We at Colin Bat, we move people and we store things. So principally that's what we do. So we do house removals, business removals, office removals. We do storage. So we cover household goods, office furniture, office goods, IT equipment. Specialist arm to the storage as well. We have climate controlled, so we have a specialist unit here which monitors the temperature, but more importantly monitors the climate as well, which where we store fine art, high-end pianos, and office IT equipment.
Sorry to interrupt. It is one of those things that you're noted for, isn't it? Is your piano removal service?
Yeah, that's how the company was founded. Colin founded it, 1975, I think it was, so 41, kind of 42 years ago now. So he founded the company, specialising in just moving pianos. And that's something which we've been, highly decorated for moving. We are, thankfully, the chosen company in the south of England around, we ship pianos all over the world. That's brought, we move a lot of pianos for the Royal Family, the Royal Collection Trust. So,
wow. Okay.
It's a great honour, but we are, proud of the fact that piano removals is that specialist key that we do, and we're known for.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about some of the services in a bit more depth. Obviously, you do house removals, and we've all experienced that at some point or another, moving home, even if it was just moving out of our parents' houses for the first time. And you do office removals. I tell you what really gets me when I move, whether it's be house or office, is I don't mind the actual moving. It's the packing that really gets me down. I don't even mind the unpacking. It's the packing.
It is. It's the packing service that we provide for household, for domestic removals and the office removals. It's a huge relief. It's a great stress, take that stress away from any customer, would be domestic or office, commercial. It is a huge. You always get that if you're packing yourself, your own personal home, all your items, your own effects, you're packing up. You always get that deliberation of, do I need to keep this? Do I need to move this? You've got someone coming, a professional, does it, so much quicker. And they don't pick and choose what they pack. Everything gets packed. But we do bespoke services, but it can be stressful.
Sure. I think one of the benefits of having professionals pack for you is you pack properly as well. With me, I just wrap it in newspaper and chuck it in a box.
That's the key. But a lot of people end up packing their ornaments and crystals like fish and chips or something. You're absolutely right. And the key is that if we do it, everything is insured as well.
Absolutely. So that is one of the services you offer, is packing for people. And presumably you provide the packing crates and tape and all that stuff as well?
Yeah, everything. Anything you can think of that we need to move, commercial office buildings or domestic, we provide all the materials. We have everything at our disposal. Boxes, tape, packing paper, acid-free paper, which again is very important. It's not just domestic homes that have nice art on the wall. You find a lot of commercial buildings, a lot of businesses do have pride and joy in their offices, some very, very nice fine art. And again, having the right materials to move that, it's hugely important. We tick every box of that. We can turn up and make sure that everything is looked after, from nice pictures to the cups and saucers on the side to papers, documents, and what have you. Yeah.
Yeah, it almost makes me want to move.
Okay, so I want to kind of talk a little bit now about those other services that you offer that are especially of interest to businesses, which is storage and documentation. Let's talk storage first. You mentioned that you have climate control storage. And obviously one can see the benefit of that with works of art and stuff. Unfortunately, my businesses don't kind of stretch to works of art at the moment, but we do have a lot of equipment, and you know, like a lot of businesses, I'm guessing, at the end of this lockdown period, a lot of businesses will be downsizing.
Yeah, we started back on the 11th of May, and we've had lots of inquiries from local businesses, you know, in Kent, that they're having businesses with this the COVID-19, you know, the lockdown we've been in. It's a lot of businesses are thinking about restructuring, and obviously with the cost and the economic climate we're in ourselves now, it's businesses are looking hard at themselves, thinking, do we need the office space? Do we need to, you know, do we need this office? Do we need this storage? Do we, you know, we've got, we might want to promote our staff working from home. Okay, we've got a bit of office space now. We've got a lot of furniture lying around. What do we do with that? So that's what we have been assisting a few businesses now locally, that we can help them. Office space is expensive. Storage isn't. You know, that's what we've been doing. We've been reducing the furniture within the offices, taking that away from businesses, put it into store. It's a great cost-effective way of you know, reducing your costs. And it just frees up more space.
Absolutely.
Therefore, it saves money, business money.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think there's going to be a lot of requirement for that now. You know, as you say, people are restructuring and downsizing and changing their offices about. And it's, you know, you don't actually want to get rid of stuff necessarily, but you haven't got a use for it at the moment. So you need to clear it out of the way and clear the decks so that you can start to reorganize. So just step me through, if you would, because I've never done anything like that. I've never put anything into storage, surprisingly. So I'm not really sure entirely how it works. So if I've got a bunch of desks and chairs and some computers, and I say to you, right, okay, Andrew, I want to store this with you, how does it work? What do you actually do?
So it's quite a simple process. I would come out to the self company, have a look around, discuss with the contact at the company what are their needs, what do they want to do, and it's so important. I guess that's back to the first point you made when you introduced it. It's all about the customer service.
Yep.
Listen to what the customer wants. That's the fundamental. Listen to what they want. Discuss a plan. You know, if we, you know, and that's the first stage. Listen to what they want. Let's have a plan. Then we get to the team in. You know, we want to say 20 desks removed, 20 chairs, IT equipment, filing cabinets, and what have you. We would bring that out of the office and bring it into our warehouse. That is then stored into wooden containers.
Right.
And therefore, we take a full inventory of everything that we have.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I ask you a question there? If you look at things like desks, do you actually break them down if they are breakdownable, if you see what I mean? Do you take them apart?
Yeah, absolutely. So, desks, you know, there's a lot of it. It's a bit like the tree scenario, 90% air. Desks are the same.
Yeah.
You know, let's take them, break them down, reduce that volume so we can really consolidate everything that they want to come out of the office into our containers.
Yeah.
And again, it reduces volume, therefore reduces the storage costs.
Yeah, okay, cool. And then, of course, you can store things like computer equipment and printers and photocopiers and all that office equipment.
Yeah. It's all IT, you know, screens, printers, laptops, what have you, if they need storing. And again, we would classify that as need a little bit extra special storage. Therefore, we have that climate-controlled facility. It just monitors, it keeps the community at a constant. It just looks after the electrical side of things a lot better.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, let's move on now and look at another element of storage that is relevant to a lot of businesses, and that's document storage. Although we have a lot of electronic communications these days, there's still a lot of paper-based documents, and there's still quite a few requirements to keep hold of a lot of it, you know, from HMRC or Companies House or whoever. There are documents that have to be maintained for a few years. But again, paper takes up an awful lot of space, really.
It does, yeah. When I go and see, again, clients, solicitors and what have you, that I need to keep these documents for a period of time, quite a long period of time. I often go to the offices, and you often find that rooms or offices or boardrooms stacked with files or archive boxes. And it's, you know, we go in there and say, look, you know, we'd like to store this, and it frees up a lot of space. You know, we, you know, when you charge 34p for a box a month.
Right. That's pretty cheap. Say that again, 34p.
34 pence, yeah, that's it. That's all it is to store a box with us. And, you know, it frees up, again, if people want to, you know, this is help for people expanding, companies expanding and wanting to get more staff into their premises. Again, we can just free up that space. You often find that lots of cupboards I go into and office rooms that we go into is just stacked to these boxes. Again, we go in, discuss what the customer wants. We, you know, we bring out the boxes. We catalogue everything. Everything is, we have everything on system. So if a client would like, oh, do you know what, I need that box out, not a problem. Right. One of the things we can provide within the archiving arm of the business.
Okay. So, you see, that's another failing of mine. If I've got anything stored, I'll just throw it in a box somewhere, and then when I need it, I can't find it.
Yeah.
I actually do the same with clothes as well. At home, as I change weight on a regular basis, I think I'll keep that for when I get slim again. And then if I ever do get slim again, of course I can't find it, so I'll go and buy it something else. Absolutely. And moving on, and in the same vein with document storage, of course there's also a requirement to get rid of some documentation eventually. Is that something that you can handle, you know, safe document disposal?
Yes, it is. It's something we provide regularly for all the customers that we have in store, all our archive clients. And people, this doesn't just obviously relate to business. This is for personal files. People lots of have documents at home and they end up having to shred everything and take all afternoon shredding. We have a lot of people come to us to shred the documents. So that's a very important part of archiving. And a lot of people say after 7 years or 9 years, we'll then contact and say, look, we've got half a dozen boxes, we need to shred all these files, we don't need to keep them anymore. So yeah, we do. We provide that secure archive destruction, and with that, once that's done, we provide a certificate of proof of destruction.
Okay.
And again, the company keep that as a record.
Right, okay. I mean, I don't know if you can go over how you actually destroy these documents. I take it you shred them, and then what happens once you've shredded them? Do you use them as hamster cage fillings? Or?
So there's quite, that'd be some quite a few hamsters would be very happy with the amount of things that get shredded. But that basically what happens is, yeah, we have a huge machine. All the documents are fed into it, including the folders that the document's sitting as well. So fed into the machine, everything is shredded.
Right.
That then, obviously, shredded paper is, again, it's taken away for full recycling.
Yeah.
So pulp and what have you, and what you can go from there. So it's a circle. It's not just chucked in a skip. It's gone securely destroyed and then it's recycled.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's made into paper or cardboard. Absolutely. So as you say, it's a virtuous circle as well, isn't it? You've got rid of something you don't need anymore, but you got rid of it securely, safely, and in a eco-friendly kind of way as well, as it's recycled.
Absolutely. It's important. It's important the times we live in, and we've got to, you know, we've all got to be responsible in what we do. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're based in Ashford. Do you presumably, as a removal firm, you can go anywhere though?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you're based in Ashford. That's obviously we've been based here for 40 years. But we do. We go everywhere. The majority of our work is Kent,
right.
Southeast London. That's the position. But we go everywhere. We move people all over the world. We've got some excellent partners that we use for our shipping contacts, and we ship goods all over the world. Pianos all over the world,
right.
And also, again, companies. A lot of companies, the bigger companies, have, you know, there are multinational companies have offices all over the world as well. So that's something which we're very proud of what we do. We've got a good connections with lots of the larger companies who have to relocate staff to, say, somebody in New York, or they have to go to the Middle East,
yep,
or the Far East. If individuals are wanting transfers, again, we look after that for them, so we can move their home and any business material they have, securely ship that to their new location.
Okay, that's interesting. Just on that, because it makes me smile. A long, long time ago, like a long, long, long time ago, when I had a proper job, I was dispatched to work in New York and they gave me a company house in New Jersey. And when I arrived out front, there was no lawn or anything. There was just mud. It looked really rough. And I said, "Blimey, not much garden." They said, "That's coming tomorrow." I said, "Pardon?" And they said, yeah, we've rented the garden. And the next day, a company turned up with a lawn and flowers and everything and just put it there. And when I moved out some months later, they arrived and took it all away again. Rent the lawn. There you go.
Maybe something I need to look into.
Yeah. You are. So there you go. There's another little business you get into, you know, bring your own lawn. Brilliant stuff. Andrew, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us. As I said earlier, and I'm not being funny, you have won an enormous amount of awards and recognition for the fantastic work that you do in all kinds of areas that you do work. And we're very proud to have you as a local business here in Kent that is so well renowned. Just give us a shout if people want to find out more about all the things you do. How's the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in contact is obviously go to our website, which is colinbatremovals.co.uk, double T in the bat. We're on, obviously, Twitter, but the offices, our local number is 01233 740395. And it's an absolute pleasure, to be on the show today, Paul, with you. And if anybody wants to get in touch with us, give us a call. Email address is info@colinbatremovals.co.uk. And we're obviously here to help people. And even if they don't know what they want, if they're kind of in two minds, then give us a call. We've got a wealth of experience, and we can help people. We can help people make the right choices.
Absolutely, because it is true, isn't it? We don't always know what the best thing to do is, which is why it's always useful to have professionals that say, you don't want to do it like that. You want to do it like this, or don't move that. We'll store that for you. Take this there. So absolutely. So there you go, folks. If you want any help with talking about removals, equipment or product or physical storage of things or document storage or document disposal, give Andrew and the team at Colinbat Removals a call. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Sending you and everybody at the firm our best regards, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Fantastic. Thank you, Paul. I just want to, all the listeners as well, I just want to obviously wish them well in the current climate we're in, and I wish them all the best for the future. And thank you again, Paul. Thank you for having us on.
Absolute pleasure. Talk to you again soon, Andrew. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Andrew Urquhart there of Colinbat Removals, talking about all things removal, storage, document removal, and also the ability to have climate-controlled environment for things like works of art and sensitive equipment and computing equipment. We want to hear from you still out there, everybody in the southeast of England, so do keep sending your tweets. I've still got some tweets coming in. I've got some more information to impart with you. We've got another guest to talk to later on in the show, and then we're also going to hear a rant from Jules. You got to hear this, folks. It's a goodie. She said when we were recording the Zoom, she said, "Can I have a little rant?" And we tried to do a catch-up of 20 minutes. Well, she was still ranting after 15 minutes, so I'll give you some idea of what she was going on about. There's an online workshop in partnership with Best Business Events. This is a live interactive workshop giving you the tools and techniques to optimize your time and add more value to your business. How to use your time to make more money for your business live. It's taking place on Wednesday the 24th of June, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the key principles of time and task management. What's your business purpose and how do you achieve it? What activities should you be focusing on? What are your time thieves and how do you get rid of them? How to prioritize your tasks and measure your progress? What's your ideal sacred time? All business people should attend this interactive session and learn how to do more in less time and only focus on the key tasks that are going to make money for your business. It includes a free workbook to use during the workshop
and then you can adapt that to your business. The trainer is the fantastic Linda Garcia of Aluxi, and she works with ambitious business leaders, illuminating hidden opportunity to optimize productivity and maximize your profits, implementing robust management systems, delivering tailored leadership development programs that will help your business to evolve and survive. You can book this program 24th of June, 11 a.m. by going to www.bitesizeonline.co.uk. That's bitesizeonline.co.uk.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Right. We've got some more emails and some more tweets to read you. What have we got here? The lovely Tracy Ann Barker, Tabot official. Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout out for the CSR 2025 forum on the 11th of June. I think that's this Thursday, isn't it? Get your ticket here. Hold on, let me find out where here is, because it's shortened the link. Bear with me 1 second and I'll give you the link. It's an Eventbrite link, so Eventbrite never tell you what it says. So, unfortunately, well, fortunately, you can follow Tabor Official on the Twitter and find the link to book your ticket. Their Twitter handle is Tabor, T-A-B-A, underscore official, and there you will find the link to book your ticket. Come along, network with other businesses, find out how social responsibility in your business can be a positive influence. So that's Corporate Social Responsibility 2025 Forum on the 11th of June. If you follow them on the Twitter, you can find the link to find out all the timing details and how to book your place. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Keith Mabber of Street Soccer has said hello. And saying that they've had a great meeting this morning with a load of their supporters. So that's good news. Well done, guys. What else have we got? Athel Bray. Hello, Business Bunker gang. Hope you're still sane. I don't think we've ever been sane, to be honest, Kate. Could we ask all those businesses with furloughed staff to check in on them? There's an expectation that they're enjoying lockdown box sets, but many are missing work and colleagues. It's the topic of this week's Lessons from Lockdown, which is a blog that they write on a regular basis. Very true. You know, we mustn't forget that although they're furloughed, so technically they're not working, we can still say hello, we can still check and make sure they're okay. So let's do that. You know, let's check on our colleagues and just make sure everybody's sane and, as I said, and everybody's hanging in there and is okay. Lisa Settle said she enjoyed listening to the discussion on climate controlled storage. Thank you for that, Lisa. And Adams Cars, second day of volunteering as a delivery driver for vulnerable clients. Yesterday one and today three deliveries. I'm very happy to help and finally have an opportunity to drive again. Do give Adam a follow on the Twitter. He's a fabulous guy. He normally does airport runs in his limousine service, but at the moment he's doing voluntary food deliveries for vulnerable people. Give him a follow on the Twitter, Adams Cars and the number 5. All one word, Adams Cars and the number 5. Give him a follow. Charity Buddy has said, hello, are we too late for a shout out? No, you're not. So that's Charity Buddy. Give them a follow, Charity underscore Buddy. a social enterprise, and the idea is to help fundraise for charities, both large and small. They say fundraising is our passion. If you're seeking funding, give them a follow. And they're based here in Ashford. Their website, charitybuddy.org.uk. Give them a follow. If you're a small local charity and you want help with fundraising, they sound like the kind of people you need to be talking to. What else have we got? The lovely Tracy Ferguson has said she's enjoying the show. Hello, Tracy. Thank you for that. Okay. Here's a reminder. The Marsh Network Online is next Wednesday. That's tomorrow, actually, the 10th of June. It's free to attend. It's at 10:30 on the 10th of June, and it takes place via Zoom. Doesn't everything at the moment. The meeting is now set up as a free event for all to ensure that Marsh Network is supporting all businesses at this time, and that any business that's been hit hard by the virus can attend and promote their offer and support without worrying about costs and cash flow. Many of our members want to continue to support our nominated charities, which are CARM, C-A-R-M, and the Oliver Curd Trust. We have now set up the option for you to book a free ticket, and at the same time, should you wish, you can make a small donation to our charities by filling in the additional box on the Eventbrite booking system headed donation. We recommend £5, but the amount is up to you. All monies after booking fees will go to the charities. Our online meeting is proving very popular, and booking is essential, and you can book at www.marshnetwork.co.uk, or why not download and subscribe to the Marsh Network app, where you can have your own page, book all the meetings, find other members, and use it as an electronic business card. If you want to do that, if you go to marshnetwork.imobile.one, that's marshnetwork.imobile.one, to set up, subscribe and download. See you at a meeting soon, and that's Terry Botfield, for it is he that is the organiser of the Marsh Network, both physically and online. So check all of that out, marshnetwork.co.uk, to find out all about it. Also taking place this week is another FSB event, Federation of Small Business. Do you want to get your small business visible online? Interested in building an online presence? Don't miss our FSB support online. Get your business online ready. It's a webinar, and it's taking place with an organisation called Upskill Digital. It's on Thursday the 11th of June at 11 a.m, and you can book and reserve your place now by going to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/webinar. Get your business online. Let me give you that again. It's a bit long. www.fsb.org.uk/event calendar/webinar. Get your business online ready. So check that out if you want to digitise your business. And you do. Everybody should be digitising their businesses in one way or another. It is not just the future, it's the present. And we need to get engaged with social media and with digital. I'm just checking my tweets to see what I've missed, because I have missed quite a few, I know. So bear with me a second while I scroll back through, just to find the ones that I've missed. And I've got some other things that I need to tell you about. We'll do that in a minute. You can hear from Visit Kent, Shepherd Neame and Castlewood Hotels in an upcoming hospitality webinar. As everybody knows now, I think, the hospitality industry has probably been hit the worst by the pandemic and lockdown. So we're starting to try to get things together to see how we can re-establish hospitality and tourism industry. So there's a webinar organised by the FSB, and it's Kent businesses in the hospitality and tourism industry are encouraged to join a webinar this Thursday, the 11th of June, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Guest speakers include Visit Kent's CEO Deirdre Wells, Jonathan Neame of Shepherd Neame, and Daniel Zangiuseppe, who is the director of Castlewood Hotels. Dan Zangiuseppe said the hospitality industry has been hit particularly hard because of the COVID-19 outbreak. I'm pleased to be able to join this webinar and share some of the steps we have taken at Castlewood to protect our hotels and look after our staff and customers. Kent FSB area leader Deborah Turner said listening to our peers and supporting fellow Kent firms has been very important to us during lockdown. As we begin to ease our way back into business, we're delighted to have three very interesting speakers who will give an insight into how they've managed the situation and what we may be able to do to help hospitality industry bounce back in the coming months. If you want to be part of this seminar, it's the Hospitality Seminar webinar. If you go to www.fsb.org.uk/event-calendar/FSB Kent Virtual Business Support, you can find out all about it. Let me give you that web address again. It's www.fsb.org.uk/event-calendar/FSB Kent Virtual Business Support. There's a local company, I'm trying to see what their name is, Creative Group. Creative Group have been rescuing by buying up other businesses, and they say, we're incredibly proud to announce the acquisition of Forest Row based digital marketing agency Hugger. As many of you will know, this has been an exciting year for the Creative Group and marks our third acquisition in 6 months. Our latest move to acquire Hugger sees us, the Creative Group, gaining 100% of the Hugger brand and its 12-year-old client base, increasing our client portfolio by approximately 30%. This is hot off the heels from our announcements that we would be acquiring a stake of commercial interior specialist Spacelink, an SEO specialist 427. So there's a company that's creating partnerships and acquisitions. I just want to talk about that for a moment. There's going to be a lot of businesses that are going to suffer when we finally do unlock. And a lot of them are going to struggle. If you have a business and you're going to struggle, no matter what field it's in, I'd like you to let me know, because what I'm going to try and do is put together groups of people that may be able to help. And they may be able to help through collaboration, through partnerships, through just providing work, or buying products or services from you. So if you think your business is really going to struggle to stay alive, for want of a better term, please get in touch with me. Drop me an email at hello@bizradio.co.uk, and we will try to put you in touch with people that may be able to help or collaborate or support you to make sure that your business can survive and to can grow again and get back to where it was. So do drop me an email if you're in that position. Okay. There's been, what have I got here? Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. Hundreds of calls through the hub. Lots of requests for community meals, home carer advice, lots of volunteer applications being processed, lots of people helped. If you need assistance, call us on 01797 208 590. They're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and they say, we're here to help. That's the Romney Marsh Community Support Hub for anybody that lives out on the marsh that needs help, assistance, advice, or indeed just a friendly ear to talk to. Do give them a call, 01797 208 590. Okay. The lovely folks at the Kent Community Foundation are supporting social enterprises with emergency bridging loans to help groups facing financial difficulties. In these unprecedented times, Kent Community Foundation has responded to the huge need for financial support in Kent and Medway by introducing a coronavirus emergency bridging loan in addition to the KCF Coronavirus Emergency Fund. Introduced as part of the Kent Community Foundation's social lending program, these loans are a response to the significant losses in income that charities and groups continue to experience due to the interruption of business as usual. These unsecured loans of up to £60,000 and in exceptional circumstances up to £100,000 are intended to fill gaps in lost income and have an immediate 6-month payment holiday to offer a lifetime to those providing services to communities across Kent. The first emergency loan to £60,000 was arranged in less than 2 weeks. If you would like to apply for a Kent Community Foundation Coronavirus Emergency Bridging Loan, please visit www.kentcf.org.uk/loans/emergency loans. That's www.kentcf.org.uk/loans/emergency loans. Or you can call James Horn on 01303 815 153 for more information. That's 01303 815 153. A coronavirus emergency bridging loan from Kent Community Foundation is an unsecured loan of up to £60,000. It's available to charities, community interest companies and interest incorporated organisations. That's charities, CICs and CIOs. And it's available to those organisations in Kent and Medway specifically to bridge the gap of funding as a result of the pandemic. It's been introduced as part of the Kent Community Foundation's social lending programme. These unsecured loans have been launched in response to the significant losses in income that charities and groups continue to experience due to the interruption of business as usual. These loans are intended to fill gaps in lost income and offer an immediate six-month payment holiday, if required, to provide a lifeline to those providing services to communities across Kent. So you can look at their website to find out what they do, www.kentcf.org.uk. Check them out. If you're a social enterprise, a CIC, a CIO or a charity and you need some help, they're the people to talk to in order to try and get some help. Let me just grab something. Sorry about that. As part of the government's commitment to support businesses and individuals, the Coronavirus Statutory Sick Pay Rebate Scheme is now live on gov.uk. Find out if you can use the Statutory Sick Pay Rebate Scheme or how to make a claim on the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme by joining one of the following updated webinars. Demand for these webinars has been exceptional, so we've added lots more dates. There's the Coronavirus COVID-19 Statutory Sick Pay Rebate Scheme. Providing an overview of the scheme, this webinar looks at who can claim, when to start paying SSP, employees you can claim for, making a claim, keeping records, and everything you need to know about it. You can choose the time and date that you attend this webinar, and to do that you can register and pick your time and date by going to register.gotowebinar.com/RT, and then it's a huge link. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the links for these on the Kent Business Radio website and tweet them out, because the links are just far too long to either read out or remember. But you can find them by going to gov.uk and search for coronavirus. You'll find them there. There's also the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme. There's a limited number of places, so save your place now. We'll bring you the most up-to-date information to keep you fully informed of the changes as they develop. Get help, protect your business, save jobs. And that's from HMRC. And they've got two webinars. It's the Statutory Sick Pay Rebate Scheme and the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme, How to Make a Claim. And I'll put the links up on the Kent Business Radio website shortly. So we'll see what we do from there. Okay. Let's see what else we've got here. The Kenwood Trust is still open. COVID-19 has proved to be an incredibly challenging time for the addiction rehabilitation sector, with community services having to limit face-to-face meetings where possible and lockdown forcing residential units to rethink their admissions process or to close altogether. Kenwood Trust, a residential alcohol and drug rehabilitation centre based in Yalding, Kent, are proud to say they are still open and taking admissions. The Trust, situated in 15 acres of stunning Kent countryside, has a variety of services to provide support to those affected by addiction, homelessness and crime. The core service of Kenwood Trust is their residential rehabilitation programme, which provides support to those affected by alcohol and drug addiction from 4 to 24 weeks. They also have Kenwood Lodge, based placed on their site in Yielding, which provides supported accommodation to those who are struggling to access drug and alcohol treatment due to not having accommodation, whether this is because they are street homeless or living in unsuitable housing. So do support Kenwood Trust and people like that. They're doing a fantastic job. It really does help if they get all the support that they can.